put on our PJs, build a blanket fort. Let's go inside, get cozy, comfortable. It's not a coincidence, it's a metaphor about how we come together and build our world. And when the convo ends, we break it down and begin again. Yeah. Sit down, tune in, crank it. It's time to bring your own blanket. Blanket Ninjas.
Welcome to Season 2 Yoga Edition of Bring Your Own Blanket, a podcast where we get cozy, discuss interesting topics to uplift, inspire, and contribute. All of it inside a blanket fort. Before we start, Janan, you had a quick message.
I sure do. Hi. Hello. Thanks for listening. We love What's you guys up? So much. And the thing I have to say, VFast, is go to patreon.com/BYOblanket. I know you've heard this message a million times before if you listen to the show. And if you haven't gone yet, I'm looking at you.
Keep listening.
and I'm looking at you. But anyway, just go to the website where you can contribute to the show, just a small amount of money per month so that we can keep doing the show. You get swag for contributing. We finally have actual physical spiritual frisbees that we will give you.
They're a thing.
And they're really cool. You can play with them with your dog or your children or your men. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, go to that, patreon.com/BYOblanket. And also, please review us on iTunes. That is all. Back to you, Maria.
Thank you. And welcome, everybody, to our podcast. My name is Janan.
And no, what?
I was trying to throw you off, and it almost worked.
Yeah. I was winning. I'm Maria.
I tried. I really tried.
Well, I'm Janan.
And I'm Maria.
And this is the BYO Blanket Podcast.
Yes.
And we are near, this is the second to last episode in season dos, season two. And we have a very awesome guest today.
Yes, we do.
Introduce her.
Me?
Yeah.
Does she need an introduction? She's like yoga famous.
Oh, then no introduction.
No introduction needed. This is, oh, I forgot your Instagram.
You're introducing her. Stop.
I'm sorry. This magical human. What?
You're,
no.
You're
what?
Still introducing her. These are all introductions.
I don't understand what you're saying. Oh, sorry. I don't understand what you're saying. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. I'll introduce myself.
Yes, please.
I'm Eliza.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Keep going.
Thank you guys for having me.
Okay, so tell us and people who are listening things about you that, I mean, I know we probably know. They may not know.
Maybe we don't know.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you like to do? What do you don't like to do? Who do you love? Who challenges you?
All the things.
Go ahead.
So I'm Eliza.
Hi.
I teach yoga. That's probably how you guys, I mean, that's how I met you guys, mm-hmm. was through Big. Mm-hmm. And for most of the hours during the week, I actually work as an accountant. I work from home now, and I work for an accounting firm based in Georgia.
In Georgia.
So everything is virtual.
So, and you have to talk like this when you're accounting.
That's how I answer my emails, too.
Are your accounts haunted? Ghost of the plantations?
What? Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm only on coffee. Okay, I'm sorry. You're saying you're an accountant and a yoga teacher.
Yes.
You work from home. That's awesome.
I work from home, so I get to work with my two dogs, Bo and Layla, and my cat, Mopitz.
You're less excited about your cat. Yeah.
Well, she's not really my cat.
That was my bad.
She's Peter's cat?
She's Peter's cat. Peter is my fiancé, and he also works from home. So we all work from home together.
What do your animals do for work?
You know, they nap about 80% of the time, and they also chase squirrels, which are very important.
Who pays them? What's their salary?
I pay them in feeding them.
What's their salary per year? Sorry, is that rude? Well, I'm moving on.
One food bowl. No, two food bowls a day. So do the math.
So, Eliza, I know that you're also one of the lead assistants of the teacher training program at Big, and you're in an eight-month training program to be a 40 days facilitator. listeners, 40 days is a program that we do twice a year at Big. If you don't go to Big Power Yoga, just know that we do a twice a year program where everyone gets transformed AF and we all love it.
40 days to personal
revolution.
Revolution.
Revolution. Basically, look it up. It's delicious Kool-Aid.
Oh my God.
So you're in these really awesome leadership trainings and you still are a leader at Big Power Yoga. You're seen as like one of the top teachers, in my humble opinion. And you brought us a really great topic today. Tell us all about it.
So today we're going to talk about Santosha.
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 Oh my God.
Listeners, if you have been listening to BYO Blanket since season one, we actually talked about Santosha on episode 2 with Caitlin Weekly, a fellow teacher at Big Power Yoga. And that episode was called like Happiness. I don't know. Gosh.
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Season 1, episode 2.
And from listen to it.
So, Maria, tell the listeners what happened from that episode.
So, what happened from that episode, I guess you could say, was an eye-opening moment in Janan's life.
What?
Because, yes. So, Janan was super opposed to tattoos at one point in our lives up until then, honestly. In fact, she told me once that she will divorce me if I got a new one. And after that episode, because...
It was not that extreme.
It was that extreme.
I was kidding.
Anyway, so after that, or during that episode, if you listen to it, we decided we were going to get matching tattoos that say Santosha. And then it was maybe a year later.
Me, Maria, Caitlin, another girl, Gabby, and her husband, Danny. We all went to Nepal together. And because tattoos are the thing to do there, we all got Santosha tattoos.
And
for
we
real.
Got them.
We really got them. Follow us on Instagram to look at our tattoos that we shall post after this episode comes out. So Maria has a tattoo, I have a tattoo, Caitlin has a tattoo, Gabby has a tattoo.
Now we're going to get Eliza one.
And now
I might
Eliza.
Soon have a tattoo that says that.
Eliza's going to get a Santosha tattoo, maybe.
It's going to be momentous.
So, well, we've talked about around this word Santosha now for the past little bit. Tell us what it means and why you picked this topic, my friend.
So...
I'm sorry, I made a really distracting movement. Okay, go ahead.
So this past year, I actually almost a year ago, so one of the very first classes I took at Big during 2019 was the intention of the class was Santosha. And I never really heard about it before. I didn't really know what it meant. And at the time, I was going through a lot of really, really good things in my life. Mm. So I got engaged.
Yay.
I finished my 300-hour training, a year-long training.
Yay.
I finished the latest 200-hour assisting the 200-hour training.
Yes.
And so I was feeling really good. There were a lot of good things happening. Mm. And so when I heard this intention for the class and the way it was described was an inner peace, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm very peaceful because a lot of good things are happening in my life.
Like, check.
Yes. And I didn't really think much of it during that yoga class. But then the following week, two of my very close family members passed away. Mm-hmm. And I also got laid off from my job.
Mm.
Then, that word popped into my head and that class popped back into my head. And it really was the thing that allowed me to get through those hard moments. Mm. And since then, obviously, a lot of good things, bad things have happened, and I feel like I keep coming back to that word over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of been like my theme of 2019.
Contentment.
Yeah.
Inner peace.
Yeah, and that I also like to think of it like an inner steadiness.
Yes.
Like, so that no matter what's happening around me, all the good and bad things, I still can maintain that inner steadiness, and I feel like it's been like, that practice has been steady over the last 11 months.
Mm.
You bring up such a fantastic point, and you're using a very key word, in my opinion, when you describe it, when you say inner, because people usually associate Santosha or translate it to happiness, which happiness can be very external. Like, oh, you make me happy, or oh, this color makes me happy. I look happy. It's very, superficial.
Can be, yeah.
Or it can be. Or it's typically
in the
used.
English.
Yes.
Definition.
That's how the word is typically used. And Santosha is, I feel, the opposite. It's actually going inside and finding it within rather than searching for it outside. Because in my experience, when I search for it outside, that search leads to more searching and then more and more. And then I feel like I get further away from me.
Your center.
Yeah.
You make a really good point that makes me think of the whole purpose of why Santosha is the word that it is and where it comes from in yoga philosophy. So we talked about yamas and niyamas with Sarah Montross, season 2, episode 1.
We did.
And so we I think maybe briefly touched on, I don't think we even talked about the niyamas. Never mind.
We talked about the difference between
them. I gotta listen to my own show. Anyway.
Go back and listen.
So yama is outer discipline. That's one of the translations. It's just how you treat others outside of yourself. And then niyama, inner work. And so there's the niyamas. Santosha is the second one. The first is purity, saucha. And santosha. Contentment.
Santosha.
Third one, tapas, inner fire. Fourth, svadhyaya, self-study. And fifth, ishvara pranidaha. connection to source. There we go. So that being one of the niyamas, that's what it indicates, is that it's inner work. That's the point I was going to make from your point. Good job. Go.
Yay.
Well, Eliza, I love this. I love being able to touch back on something that we've already talked about with somebody else. And I'd like to hear specifically, what methods do you use or words do you use or...
What does it look like in my practice?
Not in your practice. I want to know how you teach it to others. Because I know one of the reasons why we talk about anything on this podcast is to uplift and inspire others in some way. And so I'd like to, you said you've been teaching to this intention throughout 2019. So let's hear it from you. Talk to a listener right now about Santosha and how it can help them out in their lives.
So for me, I teach it from my own experience. And so the way that I've been practicing it for myself is really allowing myself to slow down and feel whatever it is that's coming up. Mm. So what that looks like in my practice is actually slowing down my breath to be able to be present and feel what it is that comes up. Mm. And I feel like what it looked like before was, going through the motions as quickly as possible, which didn't allow me to feel anything. Mm. And when I slow down and connect to my breath and I allow things to come up. Mm. Now, what I've been thinking about as I go through this is, okay, well, if I start to feel these things, good or bad, I get too attached to that feeling. Mm-hmm. Right, but the practice is to actually feel it as a way to let it go, mm-hmm. so that you don't lose part of yourself in that emotion.
Totally.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I hear that. I was one before this practice of doing this stuff to push down emotions because they were just they're challenging to deal with or hard to deal with, or I was afraid if I felt them, I'd feel them forever. I know we've all had that of being I've been sad for 2 days. I'm going to be sad forever. When those times when I was basically stuffing them down or trying to ignore them or move past them really fast, what happened was that emotion just stayed in there.
When it gets louder.
Yeah, it stayed in there and kind of like a screaming infant, just like, attention, I need attention. And then it becomes,
exactly,
and then it
like
steers the ship from behind, you know what I mean? Or not from behind, but from within. And when I've done the work of, being on my mat in my yoga practice or being at home, sitting there by myself, something like that, and been like, oh man, there's this emotion that I about, this, sometimes I even have them without a reason, but anyway, here's this emotion that I really don't want to feel. Well, here I go. And in those moments of turmoil, it's, it comes literally from within up to the surface. And then I actually have physically experienced things going whoosh, and dissipating away from me. I had a panic attack on a plane at one time. Did I ever tell this story on this podcast?
Tell it again.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I want to hear.
Okay, thanks. And this is one of the first moments in my life where I had felt this inner peace that we're talking about, this inner contentment. And it was post panic attack. Because it was about a year into starting to practice yoga, and I was on a plane flying by myself back from like Seattle or something. So it was a long flight and it was overnight. So all the lights were down. Everyone was all passed out. Flight attendants weren't around. And I started having a panic attack, which at the time I had them like at least once a month. Like I'd have a panic attack. And, you know, if you have never had one, it feels kind of like your chest is clenching and then suddenly your heart palpitates and then you get really dizzy and you feel like you can't breathe. And it's like, I'm definitely going to die. From nowhere, from seemingly nowhere. And your brain starts going, oh, hey, you're actually having a stroke. Get help. And then your mind is like trying to keep you safe by actually like not really giving you the truth, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sitting there having this panic attack and there's nothing I could do because what am I going to do? Be like, flight attendant, call for a doctor. So like I was still a little bit logical and conscious and the fact that I didn't make an actual scene. So I sat there and I was like, well, here's the thing. You don't want to call the flight attendant. Fine. If you're not going to call the flight attendant, then you've just got to sit here and die. I literally
like you just have to accept it.
You have to accept that you are going to have this really super scary physical sensations, and it may mean that you just lay here in this plane and die. Go ahead.
And if that, and go.
It sounds really morbid, but I was like, fine, I guess this is the end for me. And it's like 3 a.m. on a flight, and I'm just sitting there. I like relax. I was tense, and so then I sat there and relaxed every muscle in my body, and I felt from the inside of me start to unclench. I felt this wave of heat just take over my whole, and it felt like my whole body was on fire for a few seconds, probably like 5 seconds. And then I felt the heat like go all the way to the edges of my skin and leave. And then suddenly I was really calm and I sat there like, whoa, that was really cool. And then I was really, really peaceful after that. And I was like, what, did I just defeat a panic attack? Wow. From then, I've had like just a handful since then. That was like 5 years ago. And each time they happen, I just sit there and feel it until it goes away. And boom, it goes away. And I have not had one in like a full-on panic attack in at least 2 years. Like full-on freaking out mode. I've had moments where I felt like anxious, but other than that.
When you kind of spoke to it, that there was like that point where you were like, I'm accepting that I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. And even if it's like you're accepting that part, you're like, what I'm hearing is, you're accepting it. You're accepting that no matter what happens, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Even if that means dying or if that means a flight attendant's going to notice you or whatever, it means like you're going to be okay no matter what. And I feel like that's what slowing down and connecting to my breath allows me to know that like in that moment with one breath at a time, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is temporary, really. Like Santosha is realizing it because all the yamas and niyamas kind of have to do with each other. But it really like goes in with everything is impermanent. And so therefore, if it's a great thing, like celebrate it in the moment and be okay if it goes away. And if it's a bad thing, just be like, well, it'll go away. Right? Totally.
Very true. Totally. I was going to say something and I forgot.
It's okay. We're in a natural pause where we can all kind of move our falling asleep legs around.
Seriously.
Well, and I think that I also experienced that release too, just not in like that in a moment like you did. So I used to get really bad panic attacks too before I started yoga. Uh-huh. And I didn't get to that point of feeling that release each time. Mm-hmm. Like I would just be in a panic until it would somehow end.
Yeah, most people are not trapped on a planet in the dark.
Yeah, and I was in that cycle where I never got out of the panic attack, but physically I did.
Yeah.
So then that same panic attack would come back.
Yeah.
And I was in that
like,
cycle.
Before that, I'd be like, I gotta get some weed.
Yes.
Smoke a lot of weed. And
but
I just
that
kept,
was still there.
Yeah, no, I kept having them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, if I'm just chill on marijuana, it'll like, I'll soothe my symptoms. But I still never dealt with the thing that was causing the panic attack in the first place. Which was not feeling safe and feeling very fearful of things that could have happened in the future slash feeling bad for things that happened in the past.
You know, it's a great tool to deal, like to help deal with panic attacks, really intense emotions.
Tell us, wise wife.
Just massage your hand. I know it sounds weird.
Wait, how, like,
yeah, you just literally massage your hand because it's somehow... your brain now starts focusing like just your body, and because you feel this an actual feeling,
right?
This
now, is and it feels like a natural fidget spinner.
I'm not as nervous now that I'm massaging my palms.
So listeners, you should know something about Eliza. She's so sweet. She was really, really nervous.
Well, I was really nervous. I am really nervous.
You're still nervous now? Oh, it's
wait, let me massage my hand.
Massage both hands at once with your feet.
Okay. Or massage your feet.
Your feet. It just allows you to get back into your... And this is why yoga works, guys. Mm-hmm. Like the actual physical practice.
Yeah.
Because it helps you get into your bod.
Yeah.
Your butt.
Your bod.
And your butt.
I guess.
Oh. This is not that kind of yoga, Eliza. Kundalini.
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious. So it's always so topical when we do these podcasts because generally what we end up talking about, it's like I strangely have been either thinking about it or talking about it in my classes that I've taught over the past like week. And what I've been teaching this week is trust in the process by staying in the flow. And it's by doing that and like not coming out of the pose, it helps to unlock places in the body where you might have not noticed you've been clenching and holding tension so that you can choose to relax those places. And then typically what's underneath, when I unclench like my hips when I get to a half pigeon after I've like, you know, had a challenging practice, is two things will happen. One, I'll unclench and be like, oh, I'm so relaxed and I didn't even realize I wasn't relaxed. Or I unclench and I'm like, anxiety and fear and sadness, oh no. And then I sit there and be like, oh, in my half pigeon, like either like just feeling really intense or literally crying. And later when I get up from the half pigeon, I feel way better because the clenching is the body indicates that there's something underneath that like I'm just not wanting to see because my ego mind is attempting to keep me safe from that. So when I actually like lift up the covers, the layers and see it, then I can process it. And I feel more clear because there's not background energy like running in a direction I don't want it to run in. And then the cool thing that happens is my body is less likely to clench because I've gotten that thing up and out. So if my inner peace is that space that we're talking about of Santosha is clear, then the body clenches less. And so then I feel physically better. So people that come to yoga just for a physical workout, like, you're still going to
get way more than that.
You're still going to get your emotional, mental, spiritual workout, my friends, because that will then help out your physical body. You can't just compartmentalize like that. So like Santosha is found on a physical level. It's found on a mental level, emotional level, spiritual level through the practice of, as you're saying, like staying the course.
And it's a steady practice too. Mm-hmm. And like that release you were talking about after your panic attack, I feel like I experienced that later on through my physical practice. Mm. Like all of that I was holding on to for so long.
Yeah.
Through the practice of over and over again, slowly. Mine wasn't like an immediate release, but like slowly I experienced that.
Yeah. Yeah, like contentment doesn't mean be zen no matter what. It's the
not at all.
No, it's be zen underneath everything that's happening, because everything that's happening, the external stuff will always look exciting and different and like emotions this and emotions that. Underneath though, that's the Santosha, right?
It yes. does. And I do want to make a point.
Make it.
Or bring something into awareness. It also doesn't mean you just settle. Just like accepting it doesn't mean just like, well, fuck it.
Yeah, like I guess I'm a sad person.
Well,
I guess I'm gonna die.
Well, I mean, there is that. There's, if I had said that to myself over and over again, even after that, yeah, that would have been me attaching to the a made up reality of like, I'm the type of person that panics and thinks they're going to die all the time. And that's not contentment. That's being pulled off into this illusion.
Correct.
Yeah. Accepting things doesn't mean, like you said, settle.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why I like associating it with an inner peace or an inner steadiness, because I don't know, something about the word contentment does have that like association to settling.
It does.
It's not that. It's actually more active. Like it's an active cultivation of this inner steadiness, inner peace.
It requires a level of work.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline, tapas.
Discipline, yes.
And with Santosha, it's like if Santosha's carried inside, I can still go forth out into the world to grow and accomplish and help and change things. But that inner peace is paradoxically needed in order for like things to happen. It's like, yeah, I'm satisfied because I know no matter what, I'm okay. And at the same time, I'm not like settled with just the status quo of the way things are.
Like, you're not just going to be lazy and hope that things happen to you.
I'm willing to grow.
And it's like, yeah.
It's like being willing to grow while still having the contentment of like things are also fine the way they are. I mean, it does not make logical sense to, you know, like a chess player. I don't know. I was trying to think of a really logical person.
To an accountant.
It might not make sense.
Yeah, the numbers don't add up.
Yeah. Oh,
but
God.
It makes spiritual sense. It makes chakra sense. Yeah, it's that it literally is living a question rather than like living an answer, to be content and yet still move forward and expect more and expect growth.
It's so cool because there's never really a point where you're just like, well, got Santosha, check that off my list.
Yeah, like the Dalai Lama doesn't go, I'm not going to say anything to anybody. I'm just going to like chill out in my lounge.
That's settling.
Yeah. Wait for
that's
world
laziness.
He still like tours the world and gives talks and stuff. If he was settled and just like kind of given up, the freaking Dalai Lama wouldn't do that. But he does.
I wrote a book. I said all my teachings.
Well, right, but he's not teaching to specifically to like change someone else. Like he's just sharing what he knows
from the inside
to be true on the inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's such a jolly guy.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to know from you guys, what are the last pieces of wisdom / love you would like to leave with our listeners before we wrap up this episode?
We have time. I'm not starting till 11:30 now.
What a good question. Oh, we're whispering because we're talking about the length of the episode.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. We've got a few more minutes, but we've still got to wrap up.
Okay. Okay, let's do it.
3, 2, 1. Go, team.
Go, team.
I'll leave people with last little wisdom.
Yes, please do.
With a bit of wisdom first. Is with contentment / inner peace / the happiness found within. Just know that whatever is occurring, because sometimes it does occur as like life is happening to us, like when an event happens that you did not want to happen, and you're like, damn it, it's not at all what I was planning for. Like I was not planning for someone close to me to pass away. I was not planning for to get laid off. I was not planning for, oh my God, what's a bad thing that happened to me this year? I was not planning on quitting the comedy scene, or I was not planning on, having, when I was a kid, my parents cutting my hair into bangs.
That was not expected.
And yet, we still stay in choice. We still stay in being the cause and like standing in our inner peace when we realize that in any particular present moment, there is always a choice to be made, like what to do next and what to do next and what to do next. So just know that like when something occurs, it's just an opportunity to practice your power of choice. And know that like there's a Taoist saying that I really like that I remind myself to like kind of laugh when things are going not so well. It's a little shitty. Mm-hmm. Is good is good and bad is good.
Whoa. I will add something to that.
Yeah, your wisdoms.
My wisdoms. The practice of Santosha, though it might feel sometimes like actual work, like negative, or it could be experienced as something happy, or it doesn't matter what the experience actually is. The point is to shift your attention and your energy towards yourself and control what you can, rather than just feel like a victim and sit back and say, well, this is happening to me. I didn't want it.
Blame.
Yes.
Boo, blame.
Boo.
And yay you.
Yay you.
Yay you. All right, Eliza, yay you.
Also yay you.
You touched on this a little bit, and I just want to reiterate how freeing it is to live in a space of the question, which before discovering yoga and before practicing Santosha, I feel like I needed a right or wrong answer. I needed an answer, period. And it wasn't until I let go of there even being an answer that I could start to practice simply being content in whatever happened because I was in curiosity rather than judgment, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Non-attachment to the results.
Yes. It was so good. I got amazing. So much out of this conversation. Thank you.
Yay.
I'm still nervous.
I'm still nervous.
It's okay. I guess I still feel nervous, but I feel nervous in like a way where I don't, it's just like, I'm
just. You're just so content.
I think maybe that's what it is. Cause like, this sounds really morbid, but sometimes when I'm thinking about like something that if I zoomed way out, you know, or it's just this tiny little rock that we're all on, I just go, you know what? We're all gonna die.
Oh my God. It all goes back to that.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, like in that moment where I'm like scared to give my little intro to my class that day, I'm like, if I mess up, well, whatever, at least I'll have fun while I do it. So at least you've had fun today?
I had fun.
You
Yay.
Had fun today? Yay.
High fives. This was fun. High fives.
High five.
High five. Well, no, really good job. And I don't know.
It was awesome having you. Thank you for making the time.
This was fun.
The fact that you're Yay. Nervous means you really care. And we all can sense that.
Yes.
Listeners, comment and give us feedback on Eliza and how great she was, okay? Validate Eliza.
Yay.
Well, we've reached the end of the episode and we have one more thing to tell y'all.
Guys, or Eliza, how cool is this place?
It's awesome.
Right? Studio Sassafras, you guys. We've been recording here for around 10, 11 episodes.
Something
all
like
year
that.
Long.
Yeah, all year
and
long.
And it has been, God, what a wonderful experience. John Edward, our producer, he is legit.
Yes.
So if you need music.
Recording podcasts.
Recording. Audiobooks. All the things. You can even rent out the space and do Eliza was talking about how great the lighting is here.
Mm-hmm.
Go do a photo shoot here, guys.
StudioSassafrasMusic.com or Studio Sassafras on all the social meds.
All the meds.
Well, we done it. We done it. BYO Blanket is complete. Good job.
We out.
We out. We love you guys.
Love you.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.